Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing thanks, glory.
Welcome to the Overcame this morning. I'm here by myself this morning. My husband had to take care of some business with our car. And I'm sorry, I just got a message and said that my music wasn't playing well. But anyway, I woke up this morning with that song on my heart, and I just wanted to share it with the audience this morning, those of you that have tuned in via the internet or that will listen over the archives. Just want to say it's all about Jesus. We're coming into a season, and I've been on Facebook looking, and right before I get into that, let me open up with prayer. Father, we just thank you. We love you. We bless you now, Lord, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what situations we are faced with, Father, we just give you all the glory and all the praise that is due. Hallelujah. Your name, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. And more importantly, you love us. Thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will magnify your name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless the listeners on this day, whether they're listening over the internet, whether they're on the line calling in, whether they will go into the archives and listen. Lord, bless them this day. Lord, let them hear what you would have them to hear this day. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are so grateful that the Lord woke us up this morning, and former pastor, or our bishop, he's still our bishop. We're not sitting under his pastoral care now. But this is a day. This is a historical day. Every day is a historical day. It's one that we've never seen before, and it's one that we will never see again. So make the best out of the day. I don't have, I'm going to open up my lines. I have my two cousins online, and thank God, truly thank God for them being on the line with me today. Just thanking the Lord for them. Jimmy and Phyllis, thank you for joining this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phyllis. I have your line open too. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I'm really suffering with a sore throat this morning, so I really wasn't going to say anything. But like I said, when I woke up this morning and that song was just ringing on the inside of me. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. I've been seeing the pictures on Facebook of people's Christmas trees and, you know, getting ready for Christmas. And I just wanted to, this year I'm not putting up a Christmas tree. That's just my own personal thing. And nobody wants them up, you know, but me anyway. They like to see them, but they don't really like, you know, working on them. So we're not going to have one this year. But I'm going to put a nativity sign down, not nativity, figurines down, because I want my grandchildren, they will be visiting me this year, to know the real meaning of Christmas. Yes, I've gotten them a few little things, but do we really know the real meaning of Christmas? Do we really know what happened? And I know that
they say that Jesus wasn't born in December, and I've never had issue with that. I'm just like, he was born. That's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me. Born into this world to save us, to bring unity between us and the Father, to bridge the gap that was broken when the first sin of Adam was committed. And that's really what Christmas is about, a celebration of our Savior coming into the world to save us. We've made it other things. The world has made it other things. And was talking to a friend last week, and he was saying that it was a pagan holiday. And I say, it's what you make it. It's what you make it to be. It may have started out a pagan holiday, and some people may still celebrate it as a pagan holiday, but I celebrate the birth of Christ. That's what Christmas means to me. So, amen. I'm not going to be on the radio long this morning because, like I said, I have a sore throat, and I'm going with my husband to a class that he's today, about an hour away from where we live. So I'm not going to be on, but I just wanted to share that song this morning. I just wanted, it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. I was in my devotion this week. I was doing my devotion with Joseph Prince. I do a devotion in the morning with Joseph Prince, and I do one with Joyce Myers on my YouVersion on my app on my phone, and I just love this app. It allows us to be able to, not just scatter through studying the Word, but just studying the words and the lesson on this week and all during the week, it was your standing is wrapped up in Jesus was the first day, and it was just talking about actually gave Hebrews 2nd chapter and the 17th verse. It said, therefore, in all things he had made to be like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful, high priest at things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. He came here for that specific reason. So whether you celebrate it as a pagan holiday, you celebrate it the way that you celebrate it, but celebrate the fact that a Savior came to this earth and died, lived a life, a sinless life, died, and because of the blood that was shed, saved me, and then resurrected, and is now seated in heaven with the Father. And I am so thankful to God for that. That was my first day. And then the second day was, Christ is the treasure in you. And that came from 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have, hallelujah, this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. It's like the song said, it's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. He came down to dwell in our earthen vessels. We're the earthen vessels. And he came down to dwell in our vessels so that we can have the excellency of the power. Hallelujah. We have God's power. I say so often that the things that come out of our mouths, and I haven't perfected it. I have a girlfriend, Pastor Ojeda, Miley Latula now is her name, and She is on it. I mean, she doesn't let you say things that are contrary to the word. She reminds you, you know, when you say things like "it's killing me" or "they're killing me" or "you know, I can't stand this" and "I don't know how I'm going to get through this." Those are words against what the Word of God said. We're not killed by the words that are out there. We're killed by the words that are in our mouth. So let us be mindful, especially this time. People get frustrated. They get anxious. They worry. Some people are mourning. They've lost loved ones. I know this week earlier, my mom's birthday was the 2nd, and she's been gone for 30 years in November. November 14th was 30 years that my mom's been gone. And for some reason, and I know it was the enemy, came to bring just a sadness on me, a sadness of missing her. And I miss her, but it hasn't, it's lessened, you know, the missing her is not so traumatic on me like it was at the beginning. But for some reason, I just was feeling so lost and missing her, feeling sad. And, you know, I know that a lot of people that have lost loved ones, I know that a dear friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, just lost her mom, and this would be the first Christmas, the first Thanksgiving, was her first Thanksgiving and the first Christmas without her mom. And I know how that feels, but we have to not allow those feelings to overtake us. Yes, feel those feelings, but then come back to know that it's all about Him. It's all about Him, the things that's happening. Put that energy, that sad energy, into doing something for someone else that will brighten up their day. And I promise you, if you do something to brighten someone else's day, it will most definitely brighten your day. That's the thing about walking this life. It awakens you to things that, if you're not in Christ, that you just take for granted. You take for granted the ability to wake up. You just think that your alarm clock woke you up, but had not God, hallelujah, touched you. It's a lot of people that went to bed last night that did not wake up this morning. So just bless God. Just bless God for the things that he's done for us. Then the next day was, I've had a glorious devotion this week. The God of more than enough. Hallelujah. More than enough. He's more than enough. More than we could ever need. Hallelujah. 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 And it came from this devotion came from Luke, the 5th chapter. And it talked about when Jesus told Peter to cast his net again after they had toiled all night long. He told him to cast his nets. And when he cast them, hallelujah, they overflowed. He's more than enough. Whatever we need him to be, any situation that comes upon us, hallelujah, we can just look to Jesus because he's more, he's more, he's more, hallelujah. The Bible says, in the Psalms it says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just look back on the times that my husband had left for it, and we went from almost a six-figure income down to nothing, really. I mean, a fraction. At first, nothing. And then I got a little job working at Avis, and I think I was bringing home, I don't even think I was bringing home $1,200 a month. But in the midst of that, we were paying almost $1,000 in rent because we lost our home too. We were paying almost $1,000 in rent, and we were still eating, and we still had a roof over our head. Oh, my God, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, Psalm 23:1 says, oh, fear the Lord, you saints. There is no want to those who fear him. And it's not talking about a fear of terror, but a fear of reverence. You know, when I sit back and I think sometimes and I'm like, Lord, how can we get through that? But I know how we get through that. In our mind, we say, how do we get through that? But we know that it's because of the Lord. It's because of his goodness. It's because of his grace. Hallelujah. Working miracles. That was a miracle time for us. That was a time of experiencing things about God that we had never experienced before. My husband was making almost $90,000 a year. So you know there was not a lack in our life, really, except for when we messed up. But to go down to, he was bringing home a month almost $5,000 a month. Not quite, but almost $5,000 a month. And to go down to less than $12,000, is that not a miracle? Is that not a miracle? More than enough. He said, the scripture says, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. For we shall have, hallelujah, we shall be, hallelujah. Whatever the Lord said we shall be, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So in this time, celebration and celebrating Christmas, let's not forget who provided this celebration to us. Let's not forget the reason, coining what the Christian world has said, the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season, and it's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about him. It's all about him. And Evangelist Phyllis, you're still on the line. I wish that you would come on and just end this broadcast, because I'm going to end the broadcast now. Well, I forgot about my sore throat. It's still a little sore when I swallow, but it's okay when I talk. So could you come on the line and end us in prayer and say, give us a few words of exhortation?
I thank God for just being on the call today. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, and just, you know, my blood pressure was up high yesterday, and the Lord was chastising me not taking care of myself, eating right, and take my medication, because I know that God's going to heal me, but I have the steps I have to do. And I just, you know, thank God for what you were saying about how God provided for you. And, you know, yeah. I thank the Lord for providing for me. I go through things, you know, I'd be a little stressed, and I get on to myself, because every month God makes a way to pay my bills, you know, and it's a time to get to me when I look at all this all on me by myself, but God keeps letting me know I do it every month. I do it every month, you know. So I'm just asking you to pray for me that I know I have faith, and I know about faith, and I just want God to bless my faith again, because that if I have the faith, I won't worry about the bills and things like that, you know, because I'm doing all I can do. But I just praise God for just life and just being able to wake up this morning. I thank the Lord for my daughter, you know, my oldest daughter, us getting back closer again, and God is doing some things and tearing down some things in her life, Barbara. And I ask you to continue to bless, pray for her and you know, all my children. And, you know, you're right. It's not about these Christmas trees. I got mine up, but, you know, I don't think nothing about that, you know, gifts and all these things like that. I used to, but I thank God just for having a roof over my head, because one time I didn't have a roof over my head. And I praise him for just being able to eat and to pay my bills and have heat that I needed to go downstairs and turn my heat down. It's time, you know, that I was scared to put my heat on because I didn't know I was going to be able to pay my bills. So I just praise God for all the things that he is doing in our lives. And I want you, Cousin Billy, to keep doing what you're doing, because this ministry is going to take off to another ministry for you. And I want to be there for you. I thank Cousin Jimmy for being there supporting you, because every time I get on here, he's on there. And God's going to bless you, Cousin Jimmy. You know you need to seek him, because I know you're supposed to be here with us. But you know what? It's a time that when she was telling me, I didn't take it right then and there. But, and I've been trying to leave here. But I have to seek God and see where he wants me to be and what he has, you know, to do in my life. But I just want y'all to be encouraged, and I'm going to end it with prayer. Gracious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just praise you and glorify your name. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Minister Billy and Al, Cousin Al, Elder Al, in the name of Jesus, and even Cousin Jimmy. We ask you to bless our families, cover us with your blood, and continue to use us and bless us and direct us in the name of Jesus. As they go on the highways today, Lord, we ask you to cover them with your blood of protection and bring them back safely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And we just want to invite you to listen in to our overall host, evangelist pastor Adrienne Bernard and New Destiny Ministries, that were under her umbrella. And she's on from Tuesday through Thursday, but I think during this time, because she's celebrating, we've gone into our third year of doing the broadcast, and she's going into her fourth year of doing the broadcast. So just when you get a chance, tune in. She's at 5 o'clock. She's at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Mountain time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time, Tuesday through Thursday. And I'm going to be speaking for her one day during this time of celebrating her fourth year. We haven't gotten it solidified when I will be speaking, but I'll let you know, and you can tune in. I'll put it over the website, or the not the website, but the page, the Facebook page, when we'll be on. And then, of course, tune in, share your testimonies. I beseech you, don't hold on to your testimonies. And I know that, you know, you're not holding on to them. You're telling them to people that are near to you, or you're sharing them at work, but come on the broadcast and give your testimonies. You know God he's worthy, and people need to know, especially in the times that we're living in, that God is still blessing, God is still making a way. I just thank God for my cousin Phyllis and how God is just showing her. He's shown her down through the years, but, you know, sometimes when we have the means to take care of ourselves, we're not so depending on God. Now, we still depend on him, but, you know, we feel like we're the source, but it's all about him. He is the source. And join us every Saturday at They Overcame. Every Saturday is 5 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Mountain time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. So I just thank God for today. Keep us in your prayer. We love you. We love you. And we just want to praise him. God bless.
I just want to pray
forever. Come on.
Give your name praise. Get some glory.